What's going on, guys? It's your boy DJ Preach right here on the Life Show Anchor.fm. Listen, man, I'm broadcasting live right now at work, bruh. Like, I am exhausted. Been at work since Thanksgiving, knocking out 12 to 13 hours a day. I'm tired. I got to work all the way into next Friday. And but I definitely wanted to reach out to you guys, man. Just wanted to know how your Thanksgiving was. You know, are you enjoying yourself with your family? Have you given time, quiet time and personal time for God, you know, to tell him thank you, and for his blessings and grace and mercies that he saw upon us each and every day, you know what I mean? So y'all call in, let me know. I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all a few songs, and I'm going to go ahead and get back to work right here on the Life Show on Anchor.fm. Let's go. Hey, guys. DJ Preach right here on the Life Show, Anchor.fm. I was just in here just thinking on some things and just thought I would share with you guys what I was just thinking on, and maybe it would help someone out there. But I recently just got off the phone, and I was talking to a young lady that I'm currently dating, and we was just talking about my day at work, and I was, you know, telling her, you know, how exhausted I was, and I was just tired, you know. But this was something that I needed to do, you know. I needed to go in here to you know, make this money, okay? Like, that's the whole point of us working, you know. I don't care if we're working 6, 7, 8, 13 hours. The whole point is to get that money. And as we were talking, you know, she implied the question, that she says, like, what did you, ask God for? And I said, what did you mean? And, she says, did you ask God for this? I said, it's funny that you say that, because I remember about a month ago, month and a half ago, that I asked God for a financial increase, okay? And I asked for an increase. And, and she says, well, that's what it is. You know, you're working these long hours, and a window open because of your prayer, and he answered it. So she says, I understand that you exhausted, but you also can't complain about it either, which was good, even though I wasn't complaining. But she was just saying that in the future you can't complain about it. But it got me thinking. It got me to thinking, and this may help you out. We have to be more particular in our prayers. Give more details of what we want, or what we want out of life, when we're talking to God. Because when you say, God, just give me a job, God can give you a job, but it may not be the job that you want, that you asked for. You just say, God, give me a job. And that's the same thing with me. I asked for a generic increase. I didn't ask for a spiritual increase. I didn't go in saying that, Lord God, grant me an increase with a better paying job, with a salary job that I will work 8 to 5 Monday through Fridays, no weekends, that I would spend with my family, with my church family, that I may prosper more in your ministry, that I may do the works and labor of your holy word. And, you know, you see how detailed that is? But what happened with me, I just said, Lord God, I just need an increase. Can you increase me financially? And this is how, there it is. That was generic. That was so generic. And so with that generic prayer, he's going to give you a response by saying, okay, you want a financial increase. You about to work 4 days straight, working between 11 to 12 hours every day. Oh, and that's on top of what you was already working on Monday, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? So basically what I'm telling you guys is that be more into detail in your prayers. Tell God what you really want, okay? You know, if you're praying for that husband, give him the description and attributes in that husband. Same thing for a wife. You know, don't be like, God send me a good man. He can send you a good man, and that good man is only going to last for about a month, and all of a sudden he turned out to be something out of a scary movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need a godly man, you know what I'm saying, that's in love with you and that's on fire for you. That's what I got to share for you guys. I thought about that. Good night.